During the week, details were announced about the Donegal Grand Prix series. And delighted to say that Brendan O'Donnell and Brendan McDay joining us in studio from the County Donegal Athletics Board. And we'll start with Brendan O'Donnell, chairman of the board here in the county. We seem to say this every year, we have a record number of events in the Donegal Grand Prix series. And I suppose it just reflects the interest in athletics.
Exactly, Chris. The last number of years has seen a real boom in road running around the county and indeed around the country. If you look at Athletics Ireland numbers, I mean, they've mushroomed over the last number of years as well. So it reflects the popularity of the sport. And indeed, here in Donegal, it's I mean, the numbers of people that are out running is unbelievable. So it's a reflection on the good work that's been done by the clubs. But it's certainly a reflection on the really positive things that the sport can bring.
And Brendan McDade, you've been involved in organising so many races. I suppose important just to give a little bit of background to the Donegal Grand Prix Series. It's going, we reckon, around 20 years and effectively maybe geared initially towards more the elite runners who pick out certain races, and there's points and categories and overall prizes. But this series overall gives people an opportunity to pick and choose. You're not going to do all 69 races.
No, not all 69 is right. It wouldn't be advisable in it. I think you're right. It started off first mainly clubs that were organising races, and then a lot of schools and charities and so on came in with fundraising events. And you're right, there is points at stake for sort of the top runners. But also most of the races are social occasions and people do it for fun, and they have their own little targets and their people around them that they try to beat, you know, each week they go out. So it's very much a you know, a mixture of both elite runners and fun runners and people for the first time taking on a challenge of competing in a 5K or 10K.
And Brian McCormick Sports on board again as sponsors, and no doubt they're delighted to be associated with an event like this that continues to go from strength to strength.
Yeah, and for us it's great that Brian is back on board again, because it helps us run the Grand Prix series. And we hope for him as well, because, you know, as we see, these races are right around the county, you know, so again, if we can get him exposure to all parts of Donegal, it's great.
So we're talking about almost 70 races between May and September all around the county. And it's a real mixture of 5Ks, 10Ks. There's a couple of half marathons in that schedule as well. The Donegal Marathon and the Buncrana Main Street Mile at the end of it. So plenty to choose from.
Yeah, there's a choice for everybody in that, as you say. And it starts on the 1st of May with the Northwest 10K. That has always been the tradition in the Grand Prix, is that that's the first one that kicks it off. And then there is a series of 5Ks and 10Ks. And as you say, the Lifford Serban Half Marathon and our own Donegal Half Marathon. And then Inishowen have a half marathon shortly as well. So it's a good mix.
And bringing back in Brendan O'Donnell here. Brendan, just tell us a little bit about, for those people who are at the very competitive end of things, you select a certain amount of races and there is a point system.
Yeah, in terms of the races, as you said earlier, Chris, there's 69 races. What you'll find is the people at the top end aren't going to, I mean, and really nobody's going to do 69 races. So generally what people will tend to do is pick races, sometimes as part of their training schedule, you know, sort where it fits in within their training schedule during the year. But also there's a number of key races. There's a number of well-established races as well, which generally tend to attract big crowds and good competition. But as Brendan said earlier on, this series is for everyone. You know, the number of people that we have competing, from fun runners through to the serious or the elite athlete, there's quite a mix there for everyone.
And probably very few sports that have such a high female percentage taking part.
Absolutely, Chris. You know, we did a profile of some of our races over the past year, and the number of females that's taking part, I mean, some of our races were upwards on 50-60%, you know, which is, you know, from a sport perspective for females, it's fantastic. And it's something that the Sports Partnership and Athletics Ireland has been trying to do, is trying to, you know, put initiatives in place to get females back into sport. And I think the sport of athletics is certainly one that has attracted large numbers over the last number of years. Indeed, I think when you look at these races here, there was a time probably back 20 years ago when these races were, you know, there were the serious race where people were running maybe 14 minutes for 5K. Now we have people running ending up to, you know, 35, 40, 45 minutes. And really, you know, it's irrelevant, you know, what time that people do, because what's happening is that people are challenging themselves. You know, it's not that they're trying to win a race. Much of this is actually about challenging themselves. And people have their own different challenges. It could be losing weight. It could be for their own mental health, etc. So, in terms of races, it's great that we have so many of them.
And Brendan McGlade, as you know, many of these events are linked in with, be it Gaelic football clubs or athletic clubs or fun clubs, and many of them tied in with charities as well, and there's a great sort of community bonding and spirit about them. We could pick any of these races, say the Glen Swilly one, so it's been going quite a few years, and you can have 700-800 people, and then afterwards there's the tea and the number of people involved, and it's great for local communities.
Yeah, I mean, that's really, I think, the big success of it, Chris, is the sort of local element. Like every race will have their local people out doing it, and again there's a band of runners and athletes that'll travel around the county then to compete as well. So there's very much a social side to it. As you say, they meet afterwards and have their tea and talk about the times they're on and what they're going to do, you know, again in the next race. So it's great for everybody, really.
Now, before we look at the Northwest 10K, which kicks things off, if I can bring Brendan McDade back in. Athletics Ireland has made a number of appointments, the new board, and five people from Donegal, which is great to see, including John Cronin now, who's the vice president. And isn't it great to see that input there?
It is great. We were at the Athletics Ireland, myself and Brendan were at the Athletics Ireland Congress yesterday, and we had Georgina Drum elected as president, and John Cronin elected vice president. And we have the likes of Eamon Harvey and Neil Martin and Teresa McDade all involved on the board this year. So in terms of Donegal input into athletics nationally, we're very, very strong. I think it was funny, even at the Congress where people from outside of the county were being elected to positions, they were referencing their own links back to Donegal, be it their wife or family back to Donegal. So I think there's an understanding that Donegal is very, very strong in athletics. There's an appreciation at national level for the work that Donegal Athletics is doing. And if we even look at the likes of the road races and the series of what we have going here, I think what we have in Donegal, it's really to the forefront. Yes, there are lots of races going on around the county, but when you look at a series like this here, and this hasn't just happened by accident, It has taken the likes of Brendan McDade here to really get this thing going. It's grown from small roots. I think when we ran our first race in Lifford back in the late 90s, we had about 70 people. When we reached over 100 people, we were delighted. Last year, we had 350 at our race. You know, and you referenced other races there, Chris, where you have 700 and 800. So Donegal Athletics is strong, and what we're doing is it's really down to the work of the clubs and a large cohort of volunteers that makes this thing tick here in the county. And I say it, and that's just reflected at national level, where we have people who are on the board of Athletics Ireland as well.
Now, Brendan McDade, the Northwest 10K, the countdown is on. It really marks the start of the season. But we've actually got to the stage that, you know, the season is nearly all year round. We had the Lifford Strabane Spring Series, Finn Valley had a Spring Series, but it still must be said that once the Northwest starts, it really kicks off. And we see more people coming out in the summer months. What are the numbers shaping up like, do you think, for this year's event?
Yeah, I think the numbers, the online entry is actually quite strong at the moment. So I think we're going to at least reach last year's target, if not exceeding it. With the amount of people out there walking, running and so on, I would predict it probably will surpass last year, where we had over 2,500 people competing. I mean, a magic figure for us would be to reach the 3,000. And I think this being the 20th anniversary, if we can encourage people that have competed over those 20 years to come out for this 20th, and with all the new people that is, you know, out now competing in 5Ks and 10Ks, that if we can encourage them to take part, you know, that 3,000 figure is achievable.
And it has helped everybody being able to register online.
Yeah, it's great for us in particular, because when they enter online, it makes it the administration of the whole race, you know, much easier. We also have a pre-registration. Anybody that's not, you know, having access to online entry, they can come down to the community centre on Wednesday, Thursday and Friday from 5 p.m. to 6:30, and also on Saturday from 3 p.m. to 6. And also then on Sunday morning, we'll still be taking registration from 10 o'clock up to 1 o'clock.
Important to point out that over the years, numerous charities have benefited from the Northwest 10K.
Yeah, there have been quite a few over the years, and a large sum of money been collected. And this year we have again selected two charities, the Pilgrim Trust and also the Spina Bifida. So those charities now are working hard behind the scenes, promoting the race and encourage people to do it for their charity. So again, we would sort of encourage most people to come out and support those two charities.
And the route, same as last year?
The route has stayed the same now for a number of years. We have very much a sort of a safety plan and in situ for that. So that has been updated every year. Once we see any little snags or that has to be amended. So we're quite happy now with the course and how it runs.
And with crowds of that number, I suppose at the start, it's important for people to maybe get into the position that they're not too near the front if they're not going to be up there at the top end of it. And it helps the flow of things at the beginning.
Yeah, it's very important, you know, to be realistic about what time you're going to do for the 10K and try to place yourself within the crowd of where, you know, you expect to be. We will have chip timing, which records your time when you start and also when you finish. So people will get their chip time, even if they're sort of a little 2 or 3 minutes crossing the mat. Also, the walkers, just to sort of separate the crowd, the walkers will start in the car park and, you know, proceed into the back of the runners then. So they sort of help the flow of the race.
And over the last few years, fair to say that a lot of people who may have walked have progressed to 5Ks, and a lot of people who did 5Ks have now moved on to the 10K, and it's a big sort of barrier and psychological and a great sense of achievement.
Yeah, we would have seen that actually in our figures that, you know, initially you might have had 2/3 walking and 1/3 running, and that went to 50-50. And last year, you know, there was more people running than walking. And I think even some of the people that enter as walk, they do a little bit of running, a little bit of walking just to get through the course. So I would expect something similar this year again, that there'll be many more people running than walking it.
And tribute to all the people involved behind the scenes, because there's a lot of work into getting an event like this off the ground.
Yeah, I mean, we have a committee now that has been in place for a long number of years. And as soon as this race is over, we start again planning for the following year. And we rely, you know, big time. We have now people that come out on the day and help us. And again, with the Red Cross, the Gardaí, and, you know, other sort of volunteers like that, it wouldn't happen otherwise.
And are there prizes for record times if that were to be achieved?
We have a record for the men. Now, it's quite a difficult record to beat. Nobody recently has been anywhere close to it. It's 29 minutes and 14 seconds for the men. And that was actually set back in 1998 by Noel Berkeley. And for the women, it's a little bit closer. That was done in 2005 by Maria McCambridge. Her time that day was 32:34. So there is course records up for grabs, anybody that can challenge those times.
And if anybody wants further information, the website, I suppose, is one of the first ports of call.
The website is there, and the website also has that online registration. Yeah, so that's www.northwest10k.com.
And just bringing Brendan O'Donnell back in. Brendan, overall, for Donegal Athletics, things have probably never been better in terms of participation and the whole development of the sport.
Yeah, at the minute, as you say, Chris, the sport is on a high. We have so many. I mean, I think the road races in themselves reflects what's going on around the county. Even at juvenile level, we're very, very successful. There's a lot of hard work going into juvenile athletics as well. So, yeah, there's a lot of good work being done. And I think even with the races themselves, I mean, the clubs have been instrumental in supporting the majority of these races. What we have done on the athletics board is we have a permitting system, which means that basically we support as athletic clubs or as an athletic board, we're supporting the likes of schools, football clubs, etc., to organise races. We're supporting it in terms of our expertise and how to organise races, because for a lot of people they think, well, there's not much to this. We just turn up and run a race. What is there to it? But you know, there's weeks of organisation that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, Brendan referred to the Northwest 10K there, where he was saying that, you know, they'll finish up this year and then they'll start planning for next year. And that's the reality of it, you know, because as for anybody that's involved in organising a race, there's huge responsibility on race directors. Most of these races, if not all, are running on roads with live traffic. So you have people of all ages, abilities, and maybe when it's coming to the end of a long race, you know, where their legs are weak, etc., where, you know, there are particular dangers. So it's important that, you know, while we have these races and while we're providing something for people, it's important that they're run safely as well. And maybe just if we could just ask, you know, that motorists, when we have races, you know, for a 5K, you're probably talking maybe upwards on 45 minutes max, that where people are going out trying to do something for the good of their health, just to be a wee bit more tolerant. And I think the flip side for that as well is for runners, to also be tolerant of motorists, you know, that there isn't an absolute right to be on the public road. So again, that each of us are tolerant of each other, because, you know, from a sporting perspective, all we're trying to do is provide opportunities for people and health opportunities for people. So just as I say, just, you know, that these races are run safely.
And wrapping things up, just in terms of the Grand Prix series, if somebody wants to get a copy of that list of all the races, is it available online, or what's the best way to get it? Can they contact the Athletics Board?
Yes, it's the list itself is up on the Brian McCormick website. So the full list of races is up on it. And it is also up on the Athletics Donegal Facebook page as well. So, and over the course of the season, the various clubs and whatnot will be promoting their own races. So certainly the Brian McCormick Sports and the Athletics Donegal Facebook pages is the port where we can go to get all that information.
And finally, Brendan McDade, the Northwest 10K, just remind us again of the times on the day when it's taking place, so motorists and in particular be aware of,
exactly,
there's going to be traffic disruption.
The race starts at 2 p.m. next Sunday, the 1st of May. There will be traffic restrictions around the town at that time. We hope, you know, to work with the public and the Gardaí and our stewards to make it flow as, you know, as easily as we can. And we will be taking registrations on the morning from 10 a.m.
And there's what's the registration fee for taking part?
For the runners, it's €15, which also, you know, is a T-shirt with it. You can also get a chip with the walk, which is €15, and then just to walk a race on its own is €10.